Howdy, y'all. I'm Fat Jimbo.
Hi, Fat Jimbo.
I'm the editor of their podcast, Expedition Sasquatch. Jack, you know, the host of Expedition Sasquatch, he's supposed to be up here doing a live demonstration of some safety tips you should know when you're out hunting and killing Bigfoot. But, y'all, Jack done gone missing. And, he sent me a recording. He emailed it to me. I don't know how he managed that, because he ain't good with computers. But, I ain't seen him since about 2 a.m., and I think he might be in danger. So, let's listen to this here recording he sent me, and maybe y'all can help me figure out what done happened to it.
Good morning, Squatchers. It's Jack here with Expedition Sasquatch. We are the premier podcast for the seekers of truth, those who dabble in the mysterious, and every human being alive on this earth today who wants to see Bigfoot dead.
Here.
But I'm going to have to be honest with you, Squatchers. Today, my heart just ain't in it. See, I'm supposed to be out here finding and killing Bigfoot. You know, that's my whole thing. I wrote a whole book about it. But right now, all I can really think about is how much I miss living in a country what was at all free and fair. Well, no. I live in America. I've always lived in America. Except for those few years where I was on the run from the FBI, kind of shooting myself in my own ass while hunting Bigfoot in the hill tunnel and Tunnel Hill. And America ain't, truthfully, never been free and fair. But at least we used to pretend. And well, Squatchers, as of today, we ain't fucking pretending no more. That's right, Squatchers. The ruling just came down. And the FDA is banning the sale of jewel pods. Now, I am not one to partake of the vapors. The last time I done partook of any vapors was back when I first met my boyfriend Skippy in Colorado. And I found the cotton candy vapors that the techno hippies have been smoking to smell a little too much like crack cocaine. Which, as we all know, smells precisely, identically, and exactly like the musk that comes off of a female Sasquatch glands when she's looking for a little in flagrante delicto, if you know what I'm saying. But listeners, it's like this. America's supposed to be a land to pretend of freedom and opportunity. And the FDA done robbed a large part of America's rights, and the Supreme Court just sat there and let them. So, Squatchers, I'm faced with a conundrum. Do I sit here and do nothing while the American government defies the will of the people? Or do I take my Bigfoot hunting ass up to the Capitol with a crossbow? I'll record more when I know more about what I'm gonna do. Today's episode probably isn't sponsored by anyone. It was supposed to be sponsored by Mountain Town Antiques, the new antique mall in LJ, Georgia. But they made me promise not to have them sponsor the episode if I actually killed anything. And I'm feeling enough rage that I might not be able to have them sponsor nothing for a long, long time. Anyhow, if you find yourself in LJ, Georgia, please don't think twice about stopping there. All right, listen. I done made my decisions. I'm driving to the nation's capital. Fat Jimbo done put in touch with some members of the descendants of the Piscataway Nation, what the Supreme Court built on top of. Now, I'm driving up there to rendezvous. I don't know what we're gonna do, but we're gonna do something. I'll let y'all know what happens when I get there. while I'm on the subject of antique stores, have you noticed how every antique store in the dang world now seems to be selling some kind of Bigfoot paraphernalia? Where's my cut? What's that about? Bigfoot is ageless, ancient, and my sworn mortal enemy. I will find and kill him just as soon as I figured out how and what to do about the United States government. I'm a problem solver, see? And this is one problem I'm going to solve. Whoo! All right, listeners. I'm here. I've grewed up with some of these rebels. And we're preparing some traps. Not traps. We're preparing obstacles. We're going to spread these obstacles, a.k.a. manual challenges, very engaging, throughout the Capitol, in front of the homes of various members of public service within the government. I told them we had to make sure we got Reagan. Then they told me that Reagan was dead. And that's definitely good news. See, I don't pay much attention to politics, but they assured me we'd hit all the important targets. And then one of them said something about fireworks. I don't feel much like celebrating, but if they want to set off some fireworks, who am I to judge?
Well, squelchers, I'm sure y'all saw the news that the Supreme Court was dynamited to the ground and it ain't existing no more. And I think we can all agree that that was well deserved. But y'all don't think Jack had anything to do with that, did you? Thank y'all so much. That was Expedition Sasquatch. We got Dr. Death Ray up next. Stick around.
Today's episode was recorded live at the Gilmer County Playhouse in Ellijay, Georgia. The voice of Jack was Josh Allen. The voice of Fat Jimbo was Andrew Roach. Live banjo accompaniment by Violet Hunter. You can hear more from Expedition Sasquatch at expeditionsasquatch.org or wherever you find podcasts. If you liked our show today, please consider walking into the woods and screaming. This episode available to you under a Creative Commons CC BY SA 4.0 license. Visit creativecommons.org for more information.
Aw, shit.
Shit!
I'm trying to quit saying that kind of shit, guys. I'm better than that.
This might be the cleanest episode we've ever written.
I mean,
fuck yeah,
it
is!
This might be the cleanest episode we've ever written.
It don't fucking have to be, brother.
Hey. All right, well, it was.
I could put so much goddamn filth in this, it'd look like a sewer.
Anyway.
That's all, folks. You can press the skip button now. Go on to the next episode. Thank y'all for listening.